Tom Lombardi of Southport is running to be alderman. This is his first run for office in Southport. And Tom, what prompted you to get into the race?
Well, since I moved to Southport 7 years plus years ago, I saw a big change. And there's a lot of changing and updating that has to be done to keep Southport a quaint little city the way it is. And I think everybody wants that. And I decided that I can contribute with my background and my knowledge. I can contribute to that goal.
And what are the top goals that you have on your agenda?
Well, I think number one is transparency. Recently, we had a problem at Southport where things were done without people being informed. And I think that's my top reason. It's not only talking to citizens and hearing their opinions, but I think part of the transparency is being able to go back to the rest of the board and correspond with them and get your opinions across and respect their opinions to make a final decision that's good for everybody.
Were they having public meetings and making decisions with input from the citizenry?
Not in this particular instance. This is the sale of a piece of land that used to be the old wastewater treatment plant that they sold to the marina. And no, it was kind of thrust upon us at a meeting saying that they were sending a letter of intent. And that's the meeting I was at. I usually make every one of them. And people were crazy because they hadn't known about it. And our studies, the CAMA use study that we had, indicated that we needed some more water access space for kayak launching or whatever. And so this is perfect. However, there's buildings on it that have to be demolished. And there was talk of having some toxicity in the ground. And, there'd be X number of dollars to clean this up. But people said, well, if it sits there for 10 more years, we think that we should hold on to this piece of land. Well, it looks like it's a done deal. However, after all this and people got over that, well, they kind of changed the UDO to accommodate a 50-foot tower where they would store the boats instead of a 40-foot. And they passed that also. So, I mean, this has been such a bad time in Southport. And
did they need to get a special use permit or some sort of variance?
Well, they did give a variance on the first building back when they built it. I really don't know how many years ago, but they built a building and they got a 50-foot variance. So they wanted it again, but you can't give two variances in a row is what I understand. So they had to change the UDO saying that any piece of commercial land that qualifies for a marina can use it, have a 50-foot building, and that is not a good thing.
Now, I also see that another issue that's very important to you is, of course, and seems to be one of the themes across southeastern North Carolina is growth.
Yes. The growth, it is, the population has grown quite rapidly, and we still have our same rules and regulations in the UDO that has to be updated. That's a major, major undertaking. The planning board is working on it right now, but it's going to be a year or so before we can get anything out. The UDO controls how the city is run, and it maintains and controls growth and building and everything else, and it just has never, I shouldn't say never, it hasn't recently been updated to control that growth.
And is that document, UDO, Unified Development Ordinance, out of date?
Yes, it is. It's a little bit out of date. I know that the planning board is working on it now. I'm a little familiar with it because it's a lot to know, because I am on the Board of Adjustments, which is a semi-judicial board. And, you know, we give the final okay to variances. And so we get into the UDO a little bit. And, yeah, there's a lot of things that are not attending to what our problem is for building and control growth.
You recently, Southport recently had some challenges with its law enforcement agency involving a couple of folks who were essentially moonlighting on police department time. Has the city resolved that in a way that makes sense in your view?
Well, we had after this all happened and it was found out, and the police department was totally shut down. The two that were involved were not fired immediately, but were couldn't come to work, and neither can the rest of it. But the rest of the police department did get paid. They did not. And then we hired a firm that came in for, I want to say almost 6 months and just investigated the whole thing. In the meantime, we had the sheriff's department there. And thank you the truth, the people love the sheriff's department. And but after 6 months, the Todd Coring, our alderman, became chief. And he has really upgraded the police department. He's trying his best. There's still a lot of work to be done, but it's coming along. And I know that in another few months, we should be in good shape. And up to par, we're still missing a few officers.
Since you've moved to Southport, have you noticed its growth, and do you ever get a sense that it might be moving too fast?
I don't know if we can control it too fast, but it definitely pulling out of our community, River Mist, it used to be maybe a car behind you at the light, maybe once in a while. Now there's 6, 7, and 8 cars behind you. So there's a lot more moving around. We're totally built out there. And by the way, I'm president of that association, so I see a lot. But anyway, as far as building, there are so many available lots to build on. I think the only way it can be controlled is through the UDO, maybe provide more open space, more buffer zones. But as far as controlling it, there's the land, they're for sale, builders own it, they have every right to build, so that's what we're facing. So it has to be done in other ways.
Are we talking both residential and commercial?
I would say not so much commercial, just basically residential. Commercial is, you know, the city. You get down into the city, and it's there's really not much more you can do down there as far as retail. Yeah, maybe a building here or there for a little light manufacturing would come up, and there is the land for that. But so far, no.
What's your stance on Southport and its own sewer treatment facility?
Well, when what was available for us, public news, I was kind of in favor of it because, you know, the figures said, well, yeah, if we do our own, it costs a few dollars more, but in the long run, we'd be better off. But just recently, more facts came out, and we had a meeting, and there was a lot of folks there unhappy, and I learned a lot more that I didn't know before because it was not presented. So until the facts are all out and presented, I've got to hold my job. I had said that I approved of it with the information that I had. But now I got to say I got to hold up. I got to wait and see exactly what all the truths are and falsehoods are, because there's a lot of stuff going on. And the reason, one of the reasons there's a lot of stuff going on, that people now don't trust the board because of their decision with the marina. And so that only made it worse. So it's remains to be seen.
And that trust issue takes us back to transparency.
Yes.
And what steps would you take as an alderman to improve the transparency so that citizens don't feel like there might be backroom handshakes or things happening before it gets presented to them?
Well, certainly, if I am elected and on sitting on the board, I would totally insist that the community was always be involved, always have public forums. I mean, that's the only way to do in a small government. I can't do it any other way. I have the same problem with in River Mist. You know, I got it. There's so many people. There's 333 units. There's so many people with so many different ideas and everything. You have to listen to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just say, hey, this is the way it's going to be. And that's how it's got to be in government. So once you hear the citizens, then you have to investigate it. And you have to listen again. And then you go to the board, and you've got to be able to correspond with the board. And I think that's as important, where you've like I said before, you have your options, you have your everything known, and you have to respect other people's options and opinions, and just make the right decision that affects everybody. And you can't ever keep everybody happy, but you can certainly try to have most of them satisfied.
What do you tell an undecided voter? What's your explanation to them that Tom Lombardi is the person they should be voting for on election day?
Well, I you know, being involved in Southport, a lot of people know what I've done there. And like I say, the Board of Adjustments and the Beautification Committee. And I've made a contact with a lot of people. They know that I have integrity and I'm honest about things. And as far as transparency, I've always been that my whole life, and the people that know it, I'm not going to change. That's all I could say, you know, until I get on the board and prove my worthiness.
Tom Lombardi is running for alderman in Southport. Tom, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.